Masechet Makot, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Dalet, will now talk about how the Edim become Zomemin, become people who we discredit and say that their testimony was not true, and then they in turn receive the punishment that they were trying to plot for somebody else. Mishnah says, En ha'edim na'asim Zomemin, ad shiazomu et atzman. Witnesses do not become Zomemin unless other witnesses discredit them personally. In other words, a second pair of witnesses challenges the first pair of witnesses and tells them that you guys were in another place when you're claiming that you saw a certain avera take place. But if the second pair of witnesses is showing up and just contradicting the testimony about the person that was killed, for example, then the first set of witnesses are not Zomemin. We'll elaborate and we'll explain what we mean. Ketzad, how does this apply? Amru me'idin anu be'ish piloni sha'araga tanefesh. If witnesses show up to Beit Din and they say, we saw piloni, we saw a certain man kill someone in a certain place on a certain day. Amru lahen, and then other witnesses show up and they say, heach atem me'idim, how could you testify that this event occurred at this time on this day? Shehare neherag ze o ha-horeg haya imanu oto hayom b'makom peloni. The second pair of witnesses, if they say the claim that you're making that the person that was killed or the person you claimed that was the killer, they were with us on the day and on the time that you spoke about, and we were in a different location. So therefore, the murder that you claimed happened cannot have happened as you claimed. In this case, en elu zomemin. The first witnesses are not considered to be edim zomemim. The second witnesses just contradicted their testimony. But there's no reason to believe one over the other. And they're not claiming anything about the witnesses themselves. They're claiming something about the case. They're arguing on what actually happened. But that's not an example of edim zomemim. But the following is an example of Edim Zomemim, where the second witnesses are discrediting the witnesses personally. Aval amru lahem, but if the second witnesses said to the first witnesses, Heach atem me'idim, how could you testify that a murder occurred? You don't have the credibility to testify about that murder. Why? Shahare atem heitim imanu oto hayom b'makom piloni, because you were with us on that day that you're claiming a murder happened in such and such place. So therefore, you have no claim that you saw an actual murder. In this case, the second witnesses are not testifying about the case, about the murder, but they're saying, they're not saying anything about the murder. Rather, what are they saying? That the first witnesses could not have possibly seen anything because they were in a different location during that time with these two witnesses. So they're testifying about the witnesses themselves. Hare elu zomemin. In this case, the first witnesses are edim zomemin, and they're punished with what they planned to do to the person they were testifying about. They tried to cause them to be executed in our example. So therefore, they would also be liable for murder and to be put to death. V'neheragin al pihem, and they're put to death on the basis of the testimony of the second witnesses.